And now it's time for Madison's Mad Facts with your host, Madison Standish.
Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Welcome to another Madison on the Air bonus feature of Madison's Mad Facts, where we look at the way things were in real life back during these old-timey radio shows. This Madison's Mad Facts was first released on Patreon in January 2025 as a bonus feature to Episode 51, Hot Copy, which was a crossover with Hot Copy Radio Theater Podcast. The episode was The Weed of Violence and was originally written less like an episode of the series, but more like a PSA against marijuana. So this Mad Facts digs into the history of PSAs, or public service announcements. PSAs are called a variety of different things in different countries. The U.S. uses PSA, but the U.K., they have PIFs, public information films. In Hong Kong, they have APIs, announcements in the public interest, and so on. We're going to focus, as usual, on the U.S. What specifically is a PSA? It is a message that is made to inform or educate that's put out by the media without charge to increase public awareness or change behavior. While some will be presented by an announcer reading copy, most use the technique of showing disturbing imagery, ideas, or behaviors meant to shock audiences by seeing the horrific consequences of the harmful actions or inactions. A perfect example, Gen X reference, is the 1980s Drug-Free America campaign. You all totally remember it. The actor shows an egg saying, "This is your brain," then shows a sizzling frying pan on a stove. "This is drugs." Then the actor cracks open the egg into the pan so you see it fry and says, "This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?" While the campaign did garner a slew of satirical responses and seemed to create more laughter in teens than perhaps the campaign had intended, the elements of a PSA were all there. In order to create public awareness and change behavior, a script meant to elicit a shocked response showed the consequences of harmful actions. Boom! And I'm sure you're listening there and you could recall like a ton more of examples. So let's go back to the beginnings of PSAs. The U.S. Ad Council, originally called the War Advertising Council, was created during World War II in 1941. This is a nonprofit organization which makes and distributes PSAs on behalf of nonprofit organizations, non-government organizations, and the U.S. government. It works with advertising agencies who do pro bono work in creating the campaigns. In its beginnings, the PSAs were meant to support the war effort through recruitment messages, promoting purchases of war bonds, and supporting war material drives. After the war, President Truman encouraged the organization to continue into peacetime, rebranding themselves in 1946 as the U.S. Ad Council. And there have been a ton of topics over the years featured in PSAs, from road safety, swimming safety, pitfalls of gambling, and the health concerns of obesity and smoking. Although, during the old-time radio era, the shows were sponsored by cigarette companies, so those PSAs didn't come about until the late 1960s. See if you've heard these slogans from early PSAs that have stayed in our public consciousness. "Loose lips sink ships" reminded the public to be careful what they said about the war effort to prevent information from leaking to the enemy. "The life you save may be your own," which came from the 1950s road safety campaigns. Or how about, "Only you can prevent forest fires," from 1944. Did you know Smokey the Bear is the longest-running ad campaign in the history of the United States? And I'm sorry, it's always going to be Smokey the Bear. You can't take the away from me. Because the Ad Council has worked with top advertising agencies pro bono, remember, they have generated decades of memorable campaigns. "The toughest job you'll ever love." 1960s, the Peace Corps under President Kennedy. "A mind is a terrible thing to waste." 1970s, United Negro College Fund. "Take a bite out of crime." McGruff, the crime dog, in 1978. "Just say no." 1980s, Nancy Reagan anti-drug campaign. "Friends don't let friends drive drunk." 1980s, anti-drunk driving campaign. And they go all the way up to modern day and the largest and most urgent communications effort ever done in history, the COVID-19 Vaccine Education Initiative. Okay, so how are PSAs different than a commercial? Well, did you catch that part earlier that said PSAs are put out through the media without charge? Regulations by the FCC, or Federal Communications Commission, do not specifically require any media outlet to air PSAs, but they are strongly encouraged. Like, to keep on the good side of the government who holds your license to broadcast? So, historically, PSAs have been slotted into unsold commercial spots. But speaking of regulations, in the 1980s, federal regulations were put on children's programming, requiring them to be educational. That's why you might remember He-Man or G.I. Joe having a PSA message at the end of their shows. Think about it. The content in those shows were so not educational that the writers had to tag something onto the end in order to comply. And knowing is half the battle. And that brings us to a very different form of PSA, the very special episode, which is actually the official term used in advertising. It's when a fictional show, like a sitcom or drama, presents an episode that tackles a difficult subject with a hard-hitting message. Sound like a certain hot copy episode? I think you can see why our hot copy felt out of place from a regular hot copy episode. This is a fairly common result when the writing and performances of a known show step outside themselves to address the hard-hitting subject. That said, with popular and beloved characters handling a tough subject, it tends to resonate more with audiences, and there are a slew of examples of how these very special episodes over the decades truly have helped people through education and taking the stigma away from taboo subjects so people felt more confident speaking up. Because remember, PSAs address harmful actions in people, but also inaction and how inaction can contribute to negative consequences. And we must also mention the after-school specials of the 70s and 80s, which are considered PSAs as well. You might be surprised to learn that the phrase after-school special is actually used exclusively by ABC. Other networks produce their own versions, such as CBS's Afternoon Playhouse. These were short films with hard-hitting subjects, most of them specific to children and teens. If you grow up with these films, they were certainly the butt of a lot of jokes. But you gotta give the adults credit for trying, because they were making an effort to approach subjects that younger people would feel more comfortable talking to a peer about than, say, a parent or teacher. And knowing you weren't alone in facing the struggles of adolescence isn't a bad thing, even though they presented it with a lot of bad acting. What this all boils down to is the acknowledgement that the media is a deeply valuable platform to get important messages out to the public. In early media, PSAs were put out as part of newsreels before film screenings, in newspapers and magazines, and then into radio and television, and now the internet and social media. And while some might hit the mark and some don't age as well, OMG, the inaccurate misinformation about marijuana in our hot copy episode is beyond cray. PSAs are created with protecting the public in mind, and that's not a bad use for advertising. Well, thank you all so much for listening to our little bonus feature of Madison's Mad Facts. You can check out Madison Mad Facts from years 1 and 2 on our feed, get access to these Patreon-exclusive Mad Facts released a year after they premiere on Patreon on the 15th of the month, or actually sign up to be a Madison member on Patreon for only $5 a month and get the newest bonus features released on the 10th. Link in the show notes!